Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Light the fuse and hang out here with the California Connection. We are for the sickos. Wednesday, June 26th, and we are here to chat AEW Dynamite, as always. Denise Salcedo joined by Righteous Reg. Reg, what up?
Your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, Team Foo Fighters over here.
Reg, you are so lucky. You are so lucky that I cannot do what I want to do right now on YouTube.
Team Foo Fighters over here. Everlong, one of the best rock songs in the history of music.
Reg, stop it. Nirvana. Stop it, Reg. Stop it. Not Team Foo Fighters, all right? Stop with these men attacking my baby girl, Taylor Swift. They're jealous. They're old. They're mean. Reg, you want to keep your job here?
Okay, all right. I understand the line, Denise. I understand it gets touchy. It's a touchy subject for y'all these days.
BTW, that's not the real reason why he came after her, but I ain't even going to get into that.
Oh, my God. You got conspiracy theories?
Oh, no. There's legit facts. But we'll get... This is not a Taylor Swift podcast, even though it's named after her album. Hey, we're here to talk Dynamite. Reg, as I said earlier, what is up?
Hello, Denise. Let me restart. You got
start
your favorite
rapper,
your favorite you, writer, your favorite
I'm
podcaster.
About to replace you, Reg.
Swifties, a Team Swifty over here. That's it.
I don't even know where to go from here, Reg. What the hell? What the hell?
Denise, I didn't know this was going to throw you off your game and you're going to get so upset.
There's Jeez. No freedom of speech on this podcast.
Oh,
what do you think this is?
She just got a grip over you guys. I don't know what it is. I don't know what she did to you, but what did she do to you?
Oh, who? Taylor?
Yeah.
She just blessed my entire life with her brilliance. Yeah, Reg. Anyways. We got to talk about Dynamite here today. Reggie, you look like you can't breathe right now.
I can't.
Look, Reg, you are on a podcast that
I'm trying
is
to stay on
named
the show.
After Taylor Swift's album that she wrote all by herself, I may add. So,
is that confirmed?
In this house, we respect T-Swift.
Is that confirmed she writes all her own music?
Yes, well, she co-writes with other people, but she always tells us. Like, she never lies to people. But Speak Now, written entirely by Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Do you want, I mean, we can go down
no,
the
no,
entire
it's
track
fine.
List.
It's okay,
she will
fine.
Tell you how many songs she's written by herself and how many written she's written with other people. But Reg, there's people out there that are mean, that are sexist, that are jealous, and don't want to give Taylor Swift the credit that she deserves because she's not a man.
Denise. Taylor Swift is a white woman. Let's start there. Second of all, she is a gazillionaire. She's number one in her genre. No one can even touch her. She puts out an album and all you guys salivate over it. She doesn't, this doesn't hurt her. She's fine.
Of course not. Everybody else is below her. Reg, we got to talk about Dynamite before me and you become the Forbidden Door match. And if you don't think I'm gonna get nasty, Reg, you and me death match. If you don't think I'm willing to do anything, I will freaking throw you off a freaking scaffold. All
the
right.
Swifties do not play, you guys. You see it here live and in living color. They do not play.
No, we don't.
Dynamite. Let's get to it, please.
Hey, W Dynamite. We got to get into the show. We are just a couple days away from Forbidden Door. And I'm going to start with this, Reg. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? A couple days away from Forbidden Door taking place this Sunday. Are you feeling the buzz in the air? Are you feeling excited about the pay-per-view? Where are you at?
I think there were some exciting elements that went down on this Dynamite today. I like seeing the homie Gabe Kidd there. I like seeing Ishii. I like seeing Shingo, Takashi. I think there was the New Japan presence was pretty strong, and I thought the BCC match was great. I think every story that needed to be told was told. Now, did that episode up my excitement and get me, like, pumped for Sunday? I don't know if I could say all that, Denise.
I'm more excited about Forbidden Door today, though, than I was a couple weeks ago. And I only say that because remember you had asked me like, oh, which matches are you looking forward to? And you got mad because I named like two matches.
I don't remember.
Got insulted by that. And now they did add a little bit more to the card. And like you said, today we had so many different people from New Japan either come out in person or come out via a video. And I thought that that was just okay, you know, I'm starting to feel it. But I think it's similar to all Forbidden Doors in the sense where we really only get these interactions the week of or the week before, right?
Exactly. Because
of travel and all of the logistical stuff that goes into it. So even though I'm looking forward to Forbidden Door, it's not one of those pay-per-views where I feel like there's so much buzz around Forbidden Door. I don't think there's that much buzz around the show, unless I'm wrong here.
No, I agree. I think you're in the right ballpark. I think this show is going to rely heavily on the work rate. This is about these wrestling companies getting together to put together one of the best wrestling shows you can see. Like on Sunday night, we're going to be like on Sunday night, the post show that Denise and I are going to do. We're going to be like, that was an amazing wrestling show. I can't I can't believe Brian Danielson and Shingo did this. I can't believe Ospreay and Swerve did this. Like the show will be it, but I don't feel like there's anybody that's like rushing to get to this, like the super buzz that it should have. Denise is a crazy card.
Yeah, I think right now it just sort of feels a little chill, a little mellowed out. And I'm sort of just waiting towards once we get Forbidden Door out of the way, I want to see how we start kicking it into the gear where we got to get ready for Wembley, because that is a show that had so much buzz last year. I was there, dude. I saw all of those seats filled. A sea of people walking Wembley Way or whatever the hell it was called, right at the big boardwalk that they have there. And mm-hmm. there were so many people. And I'm not going to go to the show this year to All In, but I'm going to watch from home. And I want to see the exact same energy in the air. And so part of me is just sort of waiting till we get to All In.
Denise, that's going to lead us into our first topic, actually, because MJF comes out at the beginning of the show, and it feels like he's already on to All In. Did you get that kind of same? Because you're already like, all right, Forbidden Door is great, but where's All In? And that's how MJF's promo felt like. Did it feel like that to you too?
I mean, he's facing Etchisetto at Forbidden Door. They didn't even have the guy on the show today. Not even, did they at least play a little video for him?
Nothing, Denise.
He's facing one of the biggest names on AEW television, and they
Max
didn't even give
him
a little video.
One sentence. Max is like, we're gonna fight this Sunday at Chicharro, and that's it.
What? That's what I'm saying. So I think in his mind, this is just gonna be an easy night, and hey, the real work begins afterwards. You
Does
think
that because the talk all weekend has been, why is this match happening? At Chicharro's not in Max's league, blah 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 blah. Did Max make that feel extra today? Did he really feel like, oh, well, he's not in your league? You're not even talking about.
Yes, today was Daniel Garcia Appreciation Day.
And Daniel Garcia is not even on the show.
No, he's not on the show. But it was all about Daniel Garcia. Towards the end, though, we'll talk about what happened towards the end. But let's get into this. So the MJF promo, he comes out, but he's quickly cut off by Daniel Garcia. So he doesn't really get to say much. And Daniel, this is the most I've heard him talk in the longest, because usually we're just seeing him, you know, do his little dance and whatnot. But this is all him putting over MJF and then MJF putting him over too. I love you, you love me, we're as happy as all can be. That's what it was. But I did like MJF sort of giving Daniel Garcia his due, though, Reg. I thought that was really cool. And so you're planting the seeds that, hey, this is going to be a guy that in the next couple of years we should be excited about, right? And so he tells them, and this sort of took me by surprise, Reg, and I want to put a pin on this right now and say, were you as surprised by I was when MJF basically said, let's wrestle at All In?
That wasn't the direction I thought he was going to go at all. 0%. So when he said that, I was like, okay, see, I liked it. Too long.
Yeah, too long. Too long with all, the niceties.
Always, yes. Dude. I understand what you guys are doing. You're trying to get to a place, but we could get to that place way faster, dude. Just get to it. I don't want to say it feels like out of nowhere for Daniel Garcia, but he's been telling this story with Will Ospreay. So why all of a sudden Max come out being like, well, let's have a match at this. Like, did it make sense to you?
I thought I was missing something. I thought something else happened and I just forgot. But nothing happened, right? Because that's what I was thinking too. I started thinking, I know it's his hometown and I know they were trying to make a big deal about that. But why does that mean he gets a match against MJF at All In?
And why are you telling me now?
Right. Why are we getting to it so fast? So that begs the question. Does that mean this match is not even happening at All In? Because I don't know, Reg, and I'm going to be completely honest. That's not the match that I want to see MJF in at All In. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I specifically want to see him in this match. But I just think there are other opponents of bigger names that I would want to see him against. And it's nothing against Daniel Garcia. I like Daniel Garcia, but it feels like we are leaping from the first step to the 10th. And we're just missing all of the other steps before that.
Well, this is leading to the other guys involved in this. Like, Daniel's not going to be there.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, you like
all of a sudden, what if they just stick to it? Because they're like, well, we told them.
No.
They better not, right?
This is just like
a placeholder.
Like, I think Max, you know, this is like a little swerve thing. Cause like, why would you tell me so early and then Will Ospreay comes immediately after you say something about the match? I feel like they're setting that up.
That's what I'm hoping for. I was bummed. I'll be honest with you. I was bummed the second that he brought that up. Because it just didn't seem like a big match to me for MJF at All In. And I thought I'm finding out so soon. When Will Ospreay's music hit, I thought, oh, thank God. So then Will Ospreay goes out there. And the whole thing is just making sure, bro. So we're getting MJF versus Echi Seto. MJF just came back at the last pay-per-view. And again, no shade to Echi Seto, but let's be real.
Like it.
Okay, come on, Reg. You could be nice and also honest at the same time.
About what?
Okay.
Don't try to move on.
No, you're ruining my train of thought here, Reg.
Okay.
So
I'll let you cook.
See, you just derailed me.
I said I'm gonna let you cook.
It was too late already. I went off the tracks. All right. Will Ospreay comes out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank God we're not just forgetting that we saw all of these other things occur between them the last couple of weeks, right? Mm-hmm. And when Will Ospreay started to put over Daniel Garcia again, I thought, okay, great, because Will Ospreay's a babyface. This all makes sense. Cool, cool, cool. And he gives him a title shot for next week for the AEW International Championship. And then he mentions, oh, and hey, when I become world champion, you can get a title shot there too. And I thought, oh, we're just really skipping ahead. What is happening here? And then the whole time, Reg, I was waiting for Ospreay to turn around and address MJF. But instead, what he did was he came out and he basically said, look, my dick is bigger than yours. Yep. Bye. Peace. Upstaged him. And that was the whole thing that they played upon with commentary saying like, oh my God, Will Ospreay upstaged MJF. And MJF was just, you know, so I'm so glad that they did that portion of it the way that they did it. Everything from Will Ospreay and after, I thought was really good. The first part, not bad, but like you said, went way too long.
He kind of tied it together, I feel, Denise, because like we're saying, MJF came and gave Daniel Garcia a long goal, all outs in a couple of months, blah, blah, blah. It's a long time to think about. Will Ospreay came out and said, next week, bro, I'll give you everything you want. Next week, I'll give you the world title match and the international title match. You don't have to wait. You can achieve your dreams in 1 week. Way better than MJF. I'm not even going to look at this fool and get out of there. Was this needed before this pay-per-view? We're selling this pay-per-view on Sunday, right?
Yes.
Why are we watching this on Wednesday?
I don't have an answer for you,
and
Reg.
It was the first the first thing we saw on the show was this. I thought it was a good segment, high power. If this shit happened next week, it would have been fire. But we're selling Forbidden Door matches. Max is not even telling me about the match he's going to have. Garcia's not even on the show. Ospreay's on there, but he didn't say nothing about Swerve. So, like, okay. I don't know.
So with that being said, let's tie in Swerve into this because he had a quick promo afterwards that I don't think the live audience could hear.
They were chanting. They couldn't hear it.
Yeah, the live audience was chanting. They couldn't hear on TV. It came across pretty fine. It was fine. I could hear everything Swerve said. But I was sort of a little distracted by the live audience chanting, "We can't hear you." And so, you know, that's going to be a little distracting, right? You'll be like, oh, the live audience can't hear him. Whatever. So the main event is a Can They Coexist match between Ospreay and Swerve versus the Gates of Agony. Now, I'm not going to lie. There was a lot of fun stuff. Yeah. In this matchup here, some good little tag team work between Ospreay and Swerve gave the Gates of Agony the best match ever for them, at least. What did you think of this extension of it and where we're at right now with Ospreay and Swerve heading into Forbidden Door?
You know, I hate this concept, Denise. You know, I hate Can They Coexist because it's like, don't do this to me. But I thought the spots that they did worked pretty well. Gates of Agony kind of jumping them in the beginning and getting them off guard. But then when Ospreay and Swerve came together and started putting their moves together, and it was looking like, well, they're kind of a dope tag team. This is crazy. The miscalculation of Swerve or Ospreay kicking Swerve and adding that little extra element of like, dude, I told you to chill. I told you to, you know, relax and be careful in the places and position that you are. I thought added to the match. The finish was really fun. I thought the end was probably the best part, though. Last time Ospreay snatched the belt from Swerve, he was like, yo, don't be disrespectful to me. Don't disrespect me. Don't carry around my belt. Act like it's yours. This time Ospreay grabs the belt and Swerve does not let him disrespect him. Hit him with the house call. Showed him I'm the world champion. Now, Denise, historically, when the champion ends up on top, you think like, well, maybe at the show, that means that the person that got beat up is going to go over on Sunday. Did you get those vibes or was it just like,
no,
Swerve's looking strong coming out of this?
I think they're trying to swerve the audience because the audience is all under the a huge percentage of the audience is under the assumption that Swerve is losing at Forbidden Door. Mm. I think they're trying to break the habit of expecting the person that's raising the belt and to try to foreshadow that. I think they're trying to break you of that habit.
Right. Yes. Smart, right? Because that's the first thing I immediately thought of.
So I was actually thinking a different thing. I was thinking to myself, so is Swerve a heel? Because to me, what he did to Ospreay was kind of heelish. I'm seeing Swerve as a heel more than a babyface right now. Does it matter?
I don't think it matters, but I think the roles kind of have reversed because Ospreay's been playing like, I'm good, I'm happy, I'm this, I love you guys, I'm happy to be here. And Swerve's been like, fuck you, you're off, you're blah, 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 this kind of the whole time. It seems like he's playing heel, and that did feel like a heel ending. But I just don't think that's the dynamic that's playing a role in the match.
Right. You know what I wish heading into this match? I wish heading into this match, they found a way to sort of hype it up more where I don't want to go into this completely expecting a certain outcome. Mm-hmm. And remember when they first announced this match, you and I were talking about how it's so exciting that we don't really know who's going to win in this match. I don't feel like they have really embedded that into the minds of the people watching. Cause I feel like everybody's pretty decided upon who they think is winning this. Do you feel like there's been enough of, oh, hey, I'm going for Ospreay. This is why Ospreay should win. No, I'm going for Swerve. This is why Swerve should win. Do you think there's been enough of that? Or could they have hyped it up more?
It's kind of gotten to that point where a lot of things get, Denise, where like people are kind of what we described going into this, thinking about the future already. It's not about like what's going to happen in this match. It's about like, well, what's Ospreay going to be doing? What's All In about? What's this? What's this? It's not like who's going to win this specific match right here.
And then when All In comes around and we're building for that show, we're like, well, what's going to happen at All Out?
Wrestle Dream. What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we never just stay in the moment.
I've been noticing that with everything in pro wrestling. Yeah. Everything in pro wrestling now is, well, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? Okay. Yep. And then we get to the next thing and it's, well, what's going to happen next? And I'm like,
any moments at all, Denise. We're just moving on. We're at this thing. All right. What about the next thing?
I'm trying to enjoy this. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I'm at right now. I don't want to be thinking, I guess I am already thinking about All In, though.
You came into the show saying that.
I came into the show. Yeah. Well, I don't know what to do anymore. But anyways, that's where we're at right now. There's a lot sort of happening with this main event scene. I do like that on one side we have MJF doing his thing with Will Ospreay, or at least very subtly, still teasing, because they don't want to just step all over the story there with Swerve and Ospreay. So I don't know. Do you think that that's enhancing the Swerve Ospreay story, or is it sort of taking the attention away from it?
Well, I feel like if you're under the belief that Ospreay is going to go over, this is probably enhancing it for you, because you're like, oh, he's building stories that he's going to tell as world champion coming out of this. It could also play into the story of he's not taking Swerve seriously. That plays into how Swerve beats him. He's treating Swerve like an afterthought, like I'm just going to come into the show and get you. So there's like these added extra elements. But I think the thing that's made me most interested about this feud is when they've done things like tonight, like at the end of the match, of just like them two in the ring doing some kind of thing, being angry at each other. That's all I really need.
Right. But then also, like you said, if you're under the assumption that Swerve is winning, then this whole thing with MJF just tells me, well, it's okay, because when Ospreay loses and you're bummed that he didn't win the AEW World Championship, don't worry, because the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is that he's going to be facing MJF.
But should Swerve have been setting up other stories too? What stories is he setting up coming out of this?
Nothing.
See?
But then it's, again, it's the champion, though. Everybody wants their hands at the champion.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's not that hard to get a new number one contender, somebody who has a streak, something, coming out of Forbidden Door. So I guess that makes sense.
Well, you know what? This sort of ties into what we were talking. We need to, okay. So I'm going to segue this into, you know what? Let's pause. Let's read some super chats, and then I'll segue, because we need to get into these, because there's quite a few coming in. So here we go. This is from Crazy101, who says, Minoru Suzuki is not telling lies. W Dynamite. I'm just going to say this right now, Reg. I was so freaking happy when Suzuki said that he was not going to be joining the learning tree, but instead would be facing Chris Jericho. Because, Reg, I refuse to say 2 years from now that Suzuki was part of the learning tree. I refuse.
Denise. What? I like the learning tree.
I know you like the learning tree. You're a freaking apple on the learning tree. Freaking, what the fuck has girls on trees?
What the fuck has girls on trees?
I was trying to...
What the fuck else grows on trees is so funny.
Oh man. We got Roberto Arsenal here, who says Los Ingobernables de Japón have been my favorite faction in wrestling for many years now. They are the only wrestling merch I wear. To me, seeing them on Dynamite means everything. Mina oozes charisma. How did you feel about this, Reg? We had let me just really quickly. We had Hiromu Takahashi, Shingo Takagi, and Titan versus Blackpool Combat Club, Claudio, John, and Wheeler in this 6-man tag.
I thought the Japanese Los Ingobernables de Japón. I can't say that. Yeah,
Los.
Yeah, let's go through a lesson. Los.
Okay. Los.
Los.
Ingobernables. Ingobernables.
Ingobernables. Ingobernables.
De.
Japón.
There you go. Woo! You got Japón really well.
That's crazy. But yeah, they looked awesome in this.
The next time you see some, when you see lullabies, you're going to be, hola. Los Ingobernables de Japón.
I'm going to need some real lessons for that.
I'll be in your little earpiece.
For real, son. I'll be like,
Reg, say, hola, ¿cómo estás?
We got to do a show, Denise. That sounds hilarious. But yeah, I thought that they looked awesome. I've been waiting to see Takahashi on Dynamite more often. I don't want to see him in a high-profile singles match, but it doesn't look like that's going to be happening here. T-Ton looked awesome too. John Moxley as the IWGP champion against those guys just seems right. He feels right locking it up with the other New Japan guys. I thought all of them looked really cool and kind of really hammered home the Forbidden Door part of Forbidden Door, you know?
Yeah, and really quickly before we move past this, I do want to shout out Wheeler Yuta because I thought Wheeler Yuta looked really great in this match too. He was somebody that stood out to me. Of course, seeing Naito and Moxley was very cool. The stare down with Brian and Shingo, that was cool too. So it was just like little things that they did to just remind you, hey, these guys have a match at Forbidden Door.
Exactly.
Crazy 101 says, scissor me, bitch. Okada 2024, Mina effed up. We got the J Paul RO here who says, sorry you wanted a hard one. FMK Phil Will Hobbs. Do you want to take this one, Reg?
Oh, this is crazy. Oh my God. I didn't know what was happening.
This one's hard. That one's really hard, honestly. I would marry Will Ospreay because he seems happy.
No, I think they mean Phil Lindsay, Will Washington.
Oh, I thought this meant
Will Hobbs. No.
Phil Brooks.
They're doing Will it for Ospreay, me.
And no. Hobbs.
He said he wanted hard. Phil Lindsay, Will Washington, and Will Hobbs.
Okay. I would marry Hobbs because he's huge and he would protect me from everybody.
Correct.
Wait, now I have to rethink. No. Hold on. I'm not thinking
Who
about this because then that means I have to. No.
Who are you going to kill, Denise?
Oh, see, never mind. This is very hard. You do it, Reg. This one was for you in the first place. I literally saw this as Phil Brooks, Will Ospreay, Powerhouse Hobbs.
Nope. Way closer than that. I can't.
All right. I don't even like saying the F word. Okay, the F word Hobbs for me.
Okay.
How sad. I don't want to kill Phil or Will.
Oh my God. Don't kill any one of my friends. Denise.
I'm going to marry Phil and kill Will. So I won't because I know Will's feelings will get hurt when he sees this. And he's gonna call me and be like, Denise, so you're gonna kill me on a podcast.
Marry Hobbs. To my big homie. Sorry, Will, you gotta die twice. Will, you're dead. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Double death. That's crazy.
Do you know how low my self-esteem would be if two people killed me on FMK?
I'm sorry, Will. I love you, man. I love you, dude. But Will kill Phil. Mary. Wait, fuck. That's crazy.
Hey, that Grab City podcast with you and Phil is going to be a little awkward this weekend.
Oh my God, why?
Oh, I'm dead. All right. Sheldon Jackson, thank you so much for gifting 5 DWO memberships as always. Sheldon also says it was nice to see TMDK Sniper of the Skies, Robbie Eagles, on AEW television tonight. Hopefully we'll see Robbie compete on AEW Ring of Honor more often. Do you second this, Reg?
Yeah, I think Robbie Eagles is awesome. There's like a need that's going to be something that needs to be rectified coming out of Forbidden Door. I think adding people like Leo Rush to the fold, they're going to need to have like a division of guys like that, best of super junior types. And I think he can add on to that.
I saw a message come in and I thought it was Will.
That'd be so funny.
You know we're going to kill him. I saw it light up and I was like, oh no, there's Will.
Does he already know we're going to kill him?
He ain't going to be alone with us in a room next time with two people that chose to kill him on the air. Oh, man. Luke Thornton says, I swerve when I bruv. I like that, Luke. Good play on words. We got Toby Schwashbauer who says, guys, I'm very, very sorry, but I think I'm a branch.
Toby, look, welcome.
Toby, you failed me.
I like them.
We got Sanka Coffee Push Cart Champion who says, would I be mean and obscene if I can be seen in the shower with Mina Shirakawa?
That's crazy.
I don't know what to say to that.
That's crazy. good segue though. Phil Lindsay and I, bringing him back, interviewed Mina earlier this week, and you could check that out on YouTube. It's really dope.
And Sheldon Jackson says, hashtag Team Foo Fighter. Sheldon, I'm not speaking to you for the moment.
I'm staying away.
Yes, or else he won't be back next week. John Taylor says, Denise is like, speak now only if you choose Taylor Swift over the Foo Fighters. Exactly. This is now a dictatorship on this podcast, Reg. All right? Freaking call me Kim Jong-un. Don't call me that, bro.
Yikes.
He's going to come after me. You try to steal my name?
I'm like, you're the one that said Hollywood it, dude.
Salcedo. He's going to erase me like this from the planet.
You're gone. I'm like, yo, I'm on the show next week. And everybody's like, where's Denise? I'm like, you guys tell me. I don't know. I haven't seen her.
Have you ever seen that meme? Oh, my gosh. It's Kim Jong-un and the freaking guy on the computer.
Kim Jong-un and the guy on the computer.
Yes.
What guy?
It's a meme. And it's basically like he's watching over this guy on a computer. And someone goes, like, imagine like he asked you to Google something and you're like feeling the pressure. I think it's this one. Is it this one? It might be this one. You see this picture?
Oh, yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah, they used it as a meme saying, like, imagine he asked you to Google something and you're under pressure.
Denise, you know that guy's dead now that he was looking standing behind.
Ooh. Well, hey, if you guys don't see me next week, they got me. They got me, man.
They got me.
They got me.
Could you imagine he's sitting, his favorite show's Dynamite, and he's just like, I love the post show with Denise and Reg, and he's watching right now, and he's like, I cannot believe this shit.
I got a shout out. No.
Denise, what if he loved our show, and he's like, I want you guys to come perform for me at North Korea.
Oh, wait, we're going to be the no.
You wouldn't? You say no?
No. No.
I don't think you could say
no. I mean, would he pay us?
I don't think you could say no.
Yeah, you could say no as long as you're like in the United States of America and you don't leave the grounds. You can't say no to him in North Korea, but as long as you're not in North Korea, you're all right. I don't know. Anyways, don't come for me, please. I'm just a little girl. All right. Infamous Raider Loco says the Taylor punch is not. It's toxic. Infamous Raider Loco, you just made the list. You, Sheldon, and Reg. You're on the list.
Do not make the list.
Crazy 101 says only Reg answer this. Is Taylor Swift better than K-Dot? I never even heard of K-Dot.
I'm not answering that.
Who's K-Dot? Is it like a K-pop group?
Denise.
Is this Dr. Umar all over again?
Do you ever go outside?
Yeah.
And like,
listen, I know BTS and Blackpink.
Open your ears, ours, eyes, and look to the world.
Really? You want me to start asking you questions, Reg?
Please don't. It's Kendrick Lamar. It's Kendrick Lamar. Sorry.
That's his nickname, K-Dot?
K-Dot is. He used to be K-Dot. He's
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I know.
Kendrick Lamar. He did a song with her.
He's cool.
Yeah. And he's not K-pop. All right. Brandon Leon, thank you so much for becoming a member of the DWO. We got Infamous Raider Loco, who's on my list, who says, in my Cody Rhodes voice, Reg, do you feel the show?
I do.
We got Luke Thornton here, who says, fired. Could you hear that?
Yes.
Oh, you heard that? Sorry, I'm very dehydrated.
Thirsty asshole.
I felt it too. I was like, wow, that was loud.
You know what I've been thinking about all last week, for the last week? Last week when you're like, bye, and you're like, what's that noise? And you had that bracelet on. I'm like, Denise is so funny.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, last week when we were waving bye, I was hearing this noise in my mic and in my ears, and it was like this chick, 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 chick. And I thought, oh, what is that? Don't tell me my audio's messing up. Something's wrong. It's glitching. And so I tell Reg, like, Reg, do you hear that noise? He's like, yeah, it's your bracelet.
Her bracelet is showing. And I'm like, Denise, your bracelet, dude.
I thought that my audio was done, like, malfunctioning and shit.
Oh, sick.
All right. We got Luke Thornton here, who says fired up for Okada Bucks and Tana acclaimed bitch. All right. So that was another match that was made here today. So we are going to be seeing the Acclaimed versus the Elite. The Acclaimed and Tanahashi versus the Elite. So I don't know, man. this was kind of fun. They made it fun. Scissor Ace is coming through. We got Okada out here hitting his bitch line. What more can you ask for?
Yeah, I think Okada adding in his bitch line and everything, him coming from the back and we're not knowing who's talking and it being Okada, really, really funny stuff. When they initially were like, we challenge you, and I was like, if this is going to be Billy Gunn at Forbidden Door, like, what's going on here?
Me too. I was so thankful because they need to stop teaming with Billy Gunn. I don't mind them being an act together, but in terms of matches, that's it. You're holding back the acclaimed. Remember when they used to be one of the hottest acts on AEW?
Totally. Yeah. So when they said that, I was like, dude, we can't have Billy Gunn. But they tied it around. Tanahashi came, the president, Ace, Scissor Ace. Really, really good stuff. I thought they tied it around there, but this felt a little bit long to me too, like, and kind of unnecessary. Like, this could have been a backstage segment.
This could have been an email.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Sheldon Jackson with a generous super chat says, you wish Denise to have no use or respect for her fake humility. And she makes her music bashing her exes, but never takes responsibility for why her relationships ended. If I never hear another song from her, it'll be too soon. So Sheldon, you're on my list now because she has taken responsibility in songs and she talks about them. She's got a million songs where she talks about what she did wrong too. That's the thing. You got to go in and listen to her songs. But I'm pretty sure, Sheldon, you did not listen to all 31 of the Tortured Poets Department. And then secondly, I think people see what they want to see. So no matter what, you're going to switch that narrative. So if you're saying, oh, she's got no respect for her fans, she literally bends over backwards. What more can she do for her fans? She does so freaking much, Reg. If I sat here and listed all of the things that Taylor Swift does for her fans, you would be in shock. You would be in shock.
I believe it, Denise.
In shock.
I'd be shocked.
I could name you three just right now. COVID. She would give her fans money for school, people that were losing their rent, like didn't have money to pay rent.
That was a crazy way to start. I'll say you three. COVID. I'm like, yo, hold on.
COVID. Do you know how many fans she gave money to when they were? And I know some people were like, well, it's money. Bitch, if someone gave me money for my freaking bills when I was down and out of work, you bet your ass I would be thankful for. Okay. When there's there was one girl who was homeless and pregnant several years ago. Taylor Swift too. Taylor Swift bought her a house, bro. Those are just three little examples. All right, three little examples. Anyways, infamous Raider Loco says they threw everything at the show, not overload or right amount. The Danny MJF, Daniel Garcia MJF, Will was curious, a little out of place in my opinion.
Agreed.
Oh, I thought you were going to add to that, Reg.
Nope.
I'm still a little pumped right now. So
Loco killed it. Yeah, no, I should probably let you cool down because you went off there.
Nah, bro, I'm sweating right now. Grapple Geekery says, can't believe Denise is trying to compete with Reg's BJ party by announcing her leather party Monday night. Which one gets the best attendance?
What happened here? Hold on a minute.
I'm throwing leather parties now, Reg.
Are you?
Yeah, you want to be there? Are you invited?
Did you invite the homegirl from the, remember you went to the show with her and did you invite that homegirl? Remember we talked about it the other week?
Oh, my friend. Yeah. I was like, what girl did I go to a party with?
Mm-hmm. Did you invite her, Denise?
She's single. Hey, I'll invite her. She can come to my leather party. Wow. She came to my vision board party, so I'm sure she'll come to my leather party.
I'm there.
All right, we got Mike T90K says, so many amazing wrestlers not on Forbidden Door, which they wish they could do the Casino Battle Royale. Mm. That was way more wrestlers can get on the card.
Are you into that type of thing, Denise?
No, you know, I don't like Battle Royals.
You don't like the Andre the Giant Battle Royal to get all the guys on the show, blah, blah, blah. Not interested?
No, I mean, I get it. It's fine. Everybody deserves a little something.
To be present on the card, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I have to be present.
That's fair.
I just watch. Yeah. All right, we got Luke Thornton here who says MJF, Swerve, Ospreay, all in main event, I think. Oh, so he's thinking a three-way. Do you think that's a possibility?
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. I'm not really a big fan of multi-people matches, honestly, for titles, you know?
Yeah. We got Joseph here who says, I feel like we're about to see MJF go heel. I think this is what we need. I think this is what the fans expected when he first came back. And I think we're headed that direction because Will Ospreay, like you said, is coming out and always looks so happy and jolly and is bruvving everybody. You can't boo the man who says bruv.
Denise, what did MJF say in that promo that was on the pay-per-view where I said, why are you doing this promo?
What part are you talking about? Wait, what?
He said, I'm not going to do any of that pandering shit anymore. I'm not going
to
be
Oh, yeah, he promoted two shows. Yeah.
And then he just did everything he said he's not going to do anymore. So what is this? I guess that's a part of the heel thing, but I'm like, I don't know.
I do think he needs to turn heel. Heel. Like the MJF that we all hated but secretly loved.
Exactly. Not like cool heel. Heel.
So this leads me, this next super chat was leading me into the topic that I was going to bring up because as we all know, we have the men's Owen tournament and we still have the wild card. So today on the show, we found out that the Elite is going to be implementing someone of their own as the wild card. So I feel, and forgive me if I'm wrong here, but I feel like this is a dead giveaway for who we might be expecting here. Are you thinking what I'm thinking in terms of who is going to be that wild card?
Yeah, I didn't know they were going to hit the nail kind of right on the head, Denise, but it like, I mean, like, who else would it be? They're like, we're going to put our own person in here. We've been speculating ever since this tournament was announced and the brackets were announced who the wild card was going to be. People have been speculating that the wild card person was going to win the championship, and everybody has been saying Hangman Page. So, like, I mean, they're trying to prep us maybe, Denise. Let us know, like, instead of being like, we're going to let you guys go for a week thinking who is it, who you going to, who guessing who it's going to be. Maybe we'll just let you know who it's going
to
be.
Right. They're trying to soften us the blow because a lot of people after Collision kind of wanted Jeff Jarrett.
Softening the blow. Nah. I didn't think about that. I mean, no,
I was just kind of kidding though.
There's a little bit of a merit, little bit of merit to that. I think, Denise, cause like, I think a lot of people did feel like you did felt after that promo of like, well, I don't want Jeff Jarrett to get eliminated in the first round. And it's like, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now we know it's going to be Hangman Page. And I think they basically told us. So here's the bracket. Here's where we're at right now. So on the left side, we have Pac advancing. He's going to be facing either Brian or Shingo. We'll find out who that is when the Forbidden Door match occurs. And then on the right side today, we had Rey Fénix and Jay White. And Jay White moved forward. And then we're also going to have Jeff Jarrett versus the wild card at some point. And that wild card is looking like it's going to be Hangman Page. Yeah, so I think this is pretty much where we were at, where we were sort of expecting Hangman Page to come back, and he's going to come back and join up with the Elite and be a heel.
Interested?
I'm interested. Oh, I'm very interested. I love Hangman as a heel.
Yeah, because I've seen some people online being like, well, is Hangman a heel? I'm like, I think all the things he did before leaving kind of certified that he was going to be a heel. And like, of course, he's going to come join his friends. Like, they've been telling this story for a while on which side he's on. Makes a lot of sense because he feels like he's been being screwed. So when you come back to, like, you know you're not going to get screwed if you're with the top guys over here. So it makes a lot of sense. And I think they announced it for next week, didn't they?
The Hangman one?
Yeah, the wild card.
Oh, the wild card match. Oh, I didn't see that. That's going to be next week? All right, cool. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I do want to get your thoughts on Jay White versus Rey Fénix. I love the match, man. I wish it went longer. That was good.
You know, Denise, we come on here almost every week and we're like, Jay White, like, there's kind of two sides of it of people being like, why there need to do more with Jay White. But then, like, every position he's in, he kills it, so it doesn't really matter. But then when you see him in a singles match, you're like, this guy should be in a main event angle. He should be going for the world championship. He's one of the best in-ring, best on the mic that they have in the whole company. Why aren't they doing more? This match is awesome. Fénix is just like indescribable. The things that he does, the emotions that he elicits, the way that he does dives, it's just way different than anybody else. I thought these guys worked really well together. Jay White is showing that you guys are going to have to take me away, not take me away from this group, but they're going to be a trios over here while I'm a top guy because I'm just way too good to be not wasting away, but I need to be in a higher position. Jay White is like, you guys are sitting on a world championship caliber talent and you need to let him do more.
That dive that you mentioned when Rey Fénix did that tope, dude, it looked like he wasn't going to reach him. And then out of nowhere, he just like defied the laws of physics and was able to push a little bit more.
He moved in the air, Denise.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like he was already done. It was over. He was going to fall where he landed. And then out of nowhere,
clue. I don't think he could do that, but he did it.
Yeah, I don't know how he did it, but he did. All right, we got Magnum Wade here says olives, Denise. Olives grow on trees. Yeah, but olive trees. You know what I'm saying? There's banana trees. There's all these specific types of trees. I'm talking your generic, good old-fashioned tree that grows apples.
Yeah, but you guys like olive trees. I was like, I didn't know what was going on.
I don't like olives, so there.
Yeah, pretty gross.
All right, John Taylor, says poor Will Washington equal the not marrying type.
That's not what it is.
Twice.
You just put him against. I'm just okay. No, I don't want to read.
He's the ultimate DAD.
Exactly.
All right, we got Infamous Raider Loco here who says, I need some time to get my thoughts together. Rip Will. You will be remembered, but major props to you both actually answering the question.
We did do that. Yeah,
yeah, even though I misunderstood it. All right. Mike T90 kisses Denise. If Lord Jericho invited Reg to join the learning tree, what should Reg's new name be?
That's a good question.
Well, if Brian Keefe, what is he, the bad apple?
He's the bad apple.
You could be, what's another name for an apple? Poisonous apple?
He's already an apple. We can't have two apples.
Dude, there's multiple apples on a freaking tree. You could be, let me see, types of apples.
Why do I have to be another apple?
You could be a Granny Smith apple. Dude, there's all types of apples. There's even a Jonathan. You could be a Jonathan Apple. You could be a Crimson Crisp.
Big Bill is Redwood. Crisp. He's not also an apple.
Fine then. Things that grow on trees. Things that grow on trees. Let's see. You can be a fruit, a tree nut, an algae, moss. I don't know. What do you want to be, Reg?
I want to be bark, Denise.
Ooh, some of the things that grow on trees are nasty. I didn't need to see that.
Oh my God, what side are you on?
I don't know, but there's like nasty stuff growing on the trees. Blech. All right, John Taylor says Denise is now the K in Kim Jong-un's FMK. What? I don't know what that means.
If Kim Jong-un was playing that game, you'd be the K.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'd be dead. I'd be dead. I'd be done. Daniel Robledo says, are there new Japan names you wish they did announce for its Taka Michinoku?
Taka. No, because I wanted to see Naito in a singles match. I wanted to see Shingo and I wanted to see Takahashi. They kind of announced the three guys that I really wanted to be in. Well, they haven't announced a match for Takahashi, but I assume they're going to announce one. And then Gabe Kidd is who I really wanted to match.
He's so interesting. I watched his interview that he did with one of the local reporters out here in LA. Oh, it's so good. I watched the whole thing and it was even funnier because the questions, obviously they're going to be asking like generic wrestling questions, but it worked out so great. So great. Yeah. Patrick Moore, thank you so much for the super chat. Didn't write anything, but thank you so much for the support.
Thanks, Patrick.
We got Crazy 101 who says Taylor is mid, JK Denise, no to me. Thetis La Chancla, Crazy 101, you are not on the list. Congratulations.
Good for you.
Sheldon Jackson's just ranking his way up on the list. He says, I'd rather do absolutely anything else than listen to Taylor.
Oh my God, Sheldon.
Not even $1 billion would convince me to listen to her after what she did to Earth, Wind, and Fire. See, that's what he's mad about. That's what he's mad about. So he had to say all the other things to justify it. When someone's mad about something, there's always a specific reason, and that specific reason is always shared last.
Yeah, woman. Sheldon, you built so much.
What's
built
that
so
supposed
much good...
to mean, Reg?
See? Because you'd be like, what are you mad at? Tell me what you're mad at. She's like, nothing, nothing, nothing. And then like eventually, after she's been so mad all day, she's like, why didn't you just say that 5 hours ago?
Don't you ever just get mad when someone thinks you're mad and you're not even mad and they keep asking you if you're mad, so then you turn mad? That happens to me.
Mm-mm. It happens to me too. I'm not mad. Don't quit asking me if I'm mad. Now I'm mad.
Oh, man. All right. Sheldon Jackson is now number one on the list.
Sheldon's built so much goodwill over the time that I've even been on this. He donates five every single week. And now he's just like, I'm killing all that. It's crazy.
The heel turn right here.
Crazy.
All right, guys. So we got Sanka Coffee here, Pushcart Champion, who says, Reg, did you peep Mother Wayne's walk up the ramp? I didn't even notice her today.
I did.
So you can get your BBL shirt?
I'm not, Denise.
Okay. We got Ten Ruza here who says, Reg, AEW got to bring back Rick Ross and even try and get Kendrick. Need AEW to get on this and tap into the culture like they have before. Drake equals WWE.
Really true.
Infamous Ritter Loco says, okay, if not Hangman, who can be it though? Guesses. Who did we have last time? Who did we say it was going to be? There was someone that we said, and I don't remember who.
Yeah, because I was like, maybe. I don't know. I can't think of behind Hangman. Oh, no, somebody said... No, I can't think.
I'm sorry. I'm still not over Kim Jong-un and the Taylor Swift bashing. I'm still stuck on a whole other topic. I can't move on.
Taylor Swift really gets you off your thing, huh? I got you.
Bro, you don't even know. All right. Crazy 101 says Willow Tam versus Chris Momo is on for 0 hour for Forbidden Door. I didn't see that.
Sick. Because they set it up on that. They put out a video before Dynamite started with Kristen Stokely challenging Willow and someone. So I guess they announced the full match.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay. Infamous Raider Local says, oh, man, things that grow on trees. I'm dead. What? All right, let's keep it going. We need to get into the rest of the show, and we kind of covered pretty much everything, but let's go ahead and get into what went down with Tony, Mariah, Mina. I just realized my autocorrect changed Harley to Hamlet. I was like, who the hell is Hamlet? Anna and Soraya.
Hamlet. Shakespeare.
All right, so we got the six-woman tag, and this was very fun because we had Mina win for her team, obviously, but the whole fun part was that competition between Mina and Tony for Mariah. Mm-hmm. And so afterwards, when they get the win, they're partying with their little wine, and even Tony's trying to do some of Mina's moves and whatnot. And instead of, there's a moment where Tony is hugging Mariah and Mina gets jealous and she wants to hit Tony with the wine bottle. But instead, Tony moves out the way and she ends up hitting Mariah. And so then we got Tony screaming and yelling, how could you? How could you? And Mina's the bad guy as she leaves as poor Mariah is just wiped out on the ground.
Champagne, you guys, not wine. Denise doesn't drink, so she wouldn't.
Is it not the same exact thing?
No, not at all. So different.
It's in a bottle with alcohol. It's wine and champagne are like the same thing.
No, they're not at all.
I thought champagne was just called champagne when you're celebrating. Is that not what's happening? I figured if you're celebrating, it's champagne. I don't drink, guys.
Like, my brain doesn't even, like, compute what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I thought it was just called champagne when you're celebrating. So, like, if you have that same thing in the morning, it's not champagne?
Interesting. I don't know. Again,
Denise doesn't drink, so I understand. But, yeah, champagne, whatever.
All right, so champagne, not wine. I'm sorry. We don't know that. It could have been wine. They're in the same bottle.
No, they had a thing, Mina and Mariah in Japan. The champagne thing. Yeah.
Because champagne's bubbly, right?
Bubbly, yeah. That's what separates it.
Oh, okay. And so wine's not. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Makes sense now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so what'd you think of the... segment.
I thought the segment was great. That little, they've been teasing what during the match they were doing, like, tag me in, I'm the one, I'm your friend, kind of getting Mariah in this tug of war in between them. And I thought that little angle at the end with her cracking Mariah over the head, trying to crack Tony, was a good way to sell the match on Sunday, because we are questioning what Mariah is going to do now. Does her loyalty lie with Tony because Mina cracked her in the head? Is she going to watch the footage and see that it was an accident? I guess we'll all have to see on Sunday.
I get really sad, Reg, whenever Tony's left out in all of this.
Yeah.
Feel bad.
You just feel bad for these white women.
Oh, my God. Mariah, what are you talking about? Tony loves Mariah. She's been so nice to her. I'm sorry that I have a heart.
Sympathizer.
Oh my God. Okay, fine. So wait, what did Tony even do to Mariah to deserve this? She did nothing to her. Mariah was the one that was all obsessed with her and fangirling over her. Exactly. And then afterwards, Tony developed feelings for her and protected her. She does not deserve this.
Sympathizer, Denise.
Wow. Okay, give me a reason why Tony deserves what Mariah is going to be probably doing to her.
Wow. I see.
See, you're not even giving me anything, Reg. You ain't even saying anything.
Because she wants the championship, Denise. This is about gold. This ain't about friendships. And you got to fake friendships to get to places sometimes.
So technically, you're defending someone's bad actions.
If they're for a goal.
Okay, but then why can't she just tell that to Tony Storm? Be like, you know what?
You can't get the goal if you tell them the plan, Denise.
Okay, so what you're saying here is that Mariah is going to be soon to be the heel and Tony is the babyface.
Yeah, I think we've seen that.
Okay, thus proving my point as to why I feel bad for Tony Storm.
Feel bad for her. Don't feel bad for her. She's the champion. She's at the top of her class. She's
screwed by a friend.
She's number one in the company. She doesn't need sympathy.
She's about Taylor. To be screwed by a friend, Reg. How is that not mean?
She's just going to get a new friend. She gets screwed by Ariana Grande.
Do you know how hard it is to find friends?
Find good, quality friends. You start being friends with Camila Cabello, start being friends with...
What are you talking about?
Friendship. But people all right,
so you're telling me that you could easily replace Phil?
Who's the hot one from Wizard of Waverly Place? I can't think of her name. Selena Gomez. Dude, she is...
How do you forget Selena Gomez's name?
Oh my gosh, she just melts my little heart. Like heart eyes. She is. Whoa, have you seen her, Denise?
Yes, I've seen her, Reg.
She is fine, bro. I don't know how I got onto that. Let's move forward.
Yeah. Okay, you didn't answer my question. So you can easily, if Phil all of a sudden was like, I'm done with Reg because I want to go off and have my own podcast and screw Grapsody, I shouldn't feel bad for you?
Yeah, but I'm not a white woman.
I'm not judging this off of gender or skin color. I'm judging this off of were you screwed or not.
Can't believe you wouldn't feel bad for me, Denise. Wow.
All right. You know, I'm just moving on from this.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Moving on from this, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
This is crazy, Denise. You just love those white women.
I'm trying to catch up here on these podcasts, on these super chats. All right, here we go. We're on this one. Sanka Coffee Pushcart Champion says, did y'all check out the Who Killed WCW? I still have only watched one episode. I haven't caught up with everything yet because I'm really behind.
They are capping on there, Denise. No one taking accountability. Everybody. Eric Bischoff is like, the whole thing is just like Eric Bischoff tried as hard as he can and he didn't do anything bad. And I'm like, he did a lot of bad, you guys. I think you guys are lying to us. It feels like no one's taking accountability. Even like the people you know did it are still like, well, it wasn't me. It was this guy. And it's like, all right, you guys, what's going on here? Why did you guys make this? And then The Rock just randomly pops up like, oh, yeah, I was in WWF. Like, why are you, Dwayne? I love you, bro. But what are you doing here?
Sheldon Jackson says, I'm always choosing violence when it comes to her. He says he can't stand her or her music. I'm proud of this being on your number one list. You turned heel first, Denise. I'm just following your lead. Sheldon's on the list. Crazy 101 says, by the way, you have been out here praising Shayna Wayne. Is she a white woman? Is she not?
We are not talking about me.
All of a sudden. Mr. Oh, Shayna Wayne.
I love how you thought about that in your brain. You're like, wait a second.
And there was somebody else that you were all sprung on. And there was another white woman. I'm trying to remember who
not
it was.
Me. No, sir,
bro,
not
it
me.
It was you. It was you.
No, sir, not me. You never seen a white woman in my life.
Lies. Crazy 101 says, I think it's Hangman. Hangman, but what if it's Ricky Starks? Oh, that was the other person.
Oh,
last
Ricky
week that
Starks.
Was brought up. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yep.
Who was it? Karen Jarrett? Because you you said you liked Karen Jarrett. Was it
I
Karen
did not
Jarrett?
Say that.
I'm pretty sure it was Karen
was
Jarrett.
It Karen Jarrett.
Who was it? It was somebody. Somebody here remembers. Power. I know it. All right. Here we go. We got Mike T90K who says, yo, Reg, if Nick Wayne's mom said she's going to hop Tua and spit on that thing, you feel me? Your response using only a facial expression. Go. That's the expression. That's the expression.
That's the face I'm gonna make. I'm gonna be like, damn, that's crazy. You about to do that?
Oh, all of a sudden, and you ain't got no problem with she a white woman.
Whoa, Denise, come
and
on.
Just trying to remind you.
Relax.
All right. Joseph Molina says, I laughed so hard I dropped my phone on my face. Oh, I hate when that happens. You always feel like so dumb. That's the worst.
And nobody ever sees you, but you still feel dumb. You're like, yeah. Yeah, why did I do that?
Infamous Raider Loco says, Does Mariah stick with Tony after winning Owens Cup, turns heel, or she does it this Sunday? I think she's gonna keep it going all the way until she wins.
Yeah, I figure when the tournament is over, at least that's when she'll maybe execute it.
We got Ten Ruza says, Denise, girl, go educate yourself with a night out. I've never heard anyone say that about wine. LA is so whack with alcohol, LA judgy. AF as well. I never did clubs. I did them like one time. One time though, I did go to a club and I drank with my friends.
You're straight edge, ain't you, CM Punk?
Yeah, but I'm not like those. I'm not like, oh my God, you know, not like I've had some drinks here and there, but it's not something that I just don't enjoy it.
Good for you.
You know, just not my thing. And I used to hate going to clubs. You know, I went to a club I went to a club 3 times in my life.
Mm-hmm. Where at?
One was near my house.
Okay.
And that one was probably the best one because I actually drank. Yep. So I was a little bit like, woo, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun because I was there with
what
my
friends.
What kind
of music friends.
Were they playing? I don't even remember. I have no idea what the hell they were playing. No idea. Okay. There was just one of that was the wildest night that I've ever had in my life, though. Like, I've never been more wild than that one night. And it was because I was going through a breakup, 2 breakups.
At the same time?
Yeah. Long story short, they were back to back, not simultaneously. Yeah, I don't play those games. Denise. No, it was just back to back breakup. So I was in a lot of pain.
So and you're like, let's get drunk.
Yeah. So that was the one time. Then the other time, I went with a friend who took me to this really awful, like, I think she figured because I'm Mexican and she's Mexican that I would like going to this type of club. And I went to this type of club and it was awful. What's worse is that she made me dance with this guy and he was so ugly and I danced with him. And then he started like, you know, bumping and grinding. And I was like, oh, hell no. So I turned around to not look at him.
Hell no.
But then afterwards he asked me for my number and I was like, well, yeah. No.
He don't care. He think like you getting away from him, like that makes him want you more.
Yeah. And then the third time was in Costa Rica. And all I did was really just stand there and take selfies. So really nothing major happened to me.
Oh my God.
Those are my three club experiences.
Terrible.
All right. We got Grapple Geeker. Did you go to clubs?
Yes.
Oh, did you like them?
No.
Yeah, they're horrible.
They're awful. So stupid.
Worst people. And everyone's
been to clubs in Vegas and like, oh God.
That's my pet peeve, by the way. Because one time I went to this like bar, this hangout place, and I was chilling by a wall with like my friends. And this guy came up to me and he's like flirting, right? And I thought, no, because his breath stank so much of alcohol. And I just kept thinking to myself, like, even if you were cute, the breath, I can't. I'm sorry. Toodaloo. Well, but
that's the issue with not drinking, because usually you're talking into the face of a person that's drunk too when they don't notice.
Yeah. Right. And so it was a situation where I was there like, the whole time. The whole time was miserable.
Like, the mission statement for a lot of people in the club, you don't have that mission statement. Of like, you never went to any of those clubs trying to, you know, get some. You're just like going to have a good time with your friends.
Right.
A lot of people are in there trying to get some. And it's just
different. Yeah. Yeah. You ain't gonna get none from me. All right, let's go. We got Grapple Geeker here, says Denise put all her XP into T-Swift lore, not booze. Extra points? Okay. Vasco here says, great bottle spot, I guess. Good match. I'm hyped. I'm looking forward to that match. It's one of my favorite storylines in AEW right now.
Ooh, a good question's coming up. I see on the super chat.
All right, we got Infamous Raider Loco who says, Reg, we besties for life with that Selena Gomez comment, the best between Taylor and Selena. Facts. Sorry, leader of the DWO team. Selena and Taylor Swift are best friends. I could never say anything bad about her. Ten Ruza says, also, Reg, the connection with Sexy Red to Drake and now that Florida PC cesspool. Hilarious. Which artist bands you want involved with AEW? No TS. Bro, if Taylor Swift was in AEW, they would literally wipe WWE on the floor with ratings. So technically, you should want Taylor Swift on any of your programming.
Wow. Denise.
Am I lying? No, am I not lying?
You know what the Swifties would bring in? It'd be crazy. There'd be 10 million people watching Dynamite. That's how she gets down. But they're in Buffalo. I hope they get West Side Gunn involved in this show. That's what I want to see.
We got Joseph here. Is that the good question you were talking about?
No, it's coming up still. Okay.
Joseph says, MJF could be the wild card if Ospreay wins, though. I don't think so.
MJF could be the... I don't think so.
I think it's too much hoopla.
Yeah, exactly.
We got Toby Schwashbauer. By the way, thank you so much, Joseph, for the generous super chat. We got Toby.
This is the one.
Toby Schwashbauer says, Denise, if you had to pick... one, would you never listen to Taylor again or never watch Pearl? That's the easiest question in my life.
That's easy?
Yeah, that's not hard at all. I would never watch wrestling again.
Oh my God, like that?
Taylor Swift, yes.
You would give number one. You would give up your whole career right now and just
I could find something else. I'm multi-talented, Reg. I can find another job.
Think about it, you guys. She said I could find something else. I don't care. That's how much you love this white woman.
Oh my God, that has nothing to do with it. I don't think people understand. I have been very dedicated to Taylor since I was 15 years old. You've seen my collection, Reg. That is years. 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 Toby thought he had a hard question. Come on, Toby. All right. Day says the Rock's company. The Rock's company, $7 produced Who Killed WCW document. Yeah, we knew that. We knew that. That's the reason why he was in it.
But I didn't think he was. I know you produced it, bro, but you didn't add nothing to this. I fucks with you too.
I think it's one of those things when you're so famous, like The Rock.
Yeah. I guess like having your name and you're going to put your face just to kind of attach it to that.
I think that's part of the reason why they got so many like big guests on the show to like really talk about it. Because a lot of people, they don't want to go out and talk anymore on these documentaries or interviews or things like that. But because The Rock's name is tied to it, everybody's like, yeah.
And I'm sure he probably called them personally. And if The Rock's like, hey, can you come do this? You're like, yeah, I'll definitely come do it for you, The Rock.
Right, exactly. We got Crazy One who says, Denise, Reg likes Lola Vice, Shayna Wayne, and Mina. Thank you very much. We got a track list here of who Reg is in love with.
I gotta get some black women in here. I'm terrible over here. Wow.
Sanka Coffee Push Cart Champion says, clubs are overrated. Motion with lotion at home works. Oh, God.
Whoa. Had me in the first half.
Travis Lindsay says props to Denise and her Taylor Swift conviction.
Honestly, it's dedication.
I'm loyal. Yeah. I'm more loyal than freaking Woody.
You would just give up all your business right now. Why don't you, like, that is kind of a little side question. Why don't you have, like, dedicated Taylor Swift thing?
I have no time.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be more lucrative? Like, if you had a Taylor Swift podcast, wouldn't you fucking clean up?
I don't know. I used to do a lot of Taylor Swift videos here on the channel. I just got busy, and then wrestling started paying my bills, so.
Like, did you do, like, a reaction video when her newest thing came out? You do, like, those type of things?
I just went into my room, and I closed my eyes, and I listened to the album, and I cried, and I listened to everything. Sometimes, how do I explain this? You know, like, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but sometimes when, okay, it's happened, because I work, you know, full-time in pro wrestling, right? It takes over my life. Mm-hmm. And work is work at the end of the day, right? And there's times where I'm just like, I need a break. I want a break. I don't want to make everything that I love into my job. I don't want to make everything I love into work. I just kind of want to enjoy something.
That's what's up.
And so that's what Taylor Swift is for me. Like, I just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. So that's why instead of like, oh, I'm going to make content around the album, it was more, I'm going to go to my room and I'm going to lay the fuck down and I'm going to listen to this album and have a great effing time.
Wow. That's beautiful.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. It was very nice.
I wish I had something like that. But, right? For the last hour and 8 minutes, I've been talking about it on a fucking podcast. And tomorrow I'm going to talk about it. And the next day I'm going to talk about it. Hey, yeah, do you have a hobby, Reg? Yeah, I talk about it all the fucking time on the fucking TV.
Okay, well, it depends on how you see it.
Oh, God. What do you mean?
It's still work at the end of the day, though.
But yeah, it was like, it was my Taylor Swift though, and it's not anymore is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying like this, but see, that's what I mean. Like there's times where I'm like, okay, I need a break. Like no more. That's it. I'm in a bubble and I could feel it. I can tell when I'm in a bubble. You know, when I can tell when I'm in a bubble, mm-hmm. when the first thing I do is wake up and click to see what news happened while I was asleep. Mm. And then what's worse, when I'm not working, reading the news or on Twitter, I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
That's a sign, Reg.
And like, I get out of the bubble by watching more wrestling. It's kind of mm-hmm. sick.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, oh, I'm not watching Raw or Dynamite, but I'm watching old ECW. It's like, dude, you have a problem, I think.
you have an addiction.
It's sick around here. I just love this shit, you guys. I love it. Thank you guys for joining us.
But yeah, no, seriously, sometimes you just need a little something else. All right. Infamous Raider Loca says, how much money has Taylor made you compared to wrestling? Crazy answer later. Oh, well, of course, does not comparable because I've been working wrestling full time now for years. But that still don't mean I wouldn't find another job. If God came down and was like, Denise, you got to make a decision, I'd be like, peace. Reg, take over the pod.
That's crazy.
All right, we got John Taylor here. Says, I've told people for a while, and I mean this, if Taylor ran for president, she would legit win. Girl literally increases the GED of countries. Yeah, she is amazing. Oh, GEP. GDP, sorry. GDP. I don't have my glasses on.
GED.
I don't have my glasses on,
She'd
right?
get a lot of votes, that's for sure. She has a cult.
And Sheldon says, Reg, please get your friends some helps in regards to Taylor. Also for both the FMK, Beyonce, Taylor, Rihanna. Well, I would both. Oh, can I give two for Taylor?
Do whatever you want.
All right. Red, you do this one.
No, I'm not about to get kicked off this show. Let's move
on. Oh, okay. Is it like you can men only do men ones?
No, I mean, I'm not about to get kicked off of the show because of my answer.
Oh, in that case, Reg, good day. You're fired.
Good day.
All right, we got Day Day here who says, Reg also loves Selena Gomez. Let's go, Reg. I agree.
Dude, Selena Gomez.
Man, y'all are just basing this on who you think is hot. This is why I have a problem. All right? Y'all are just basing this on who you think is hot. I don't even care about anything else. All right, whatever.
I mean, Selena, a singer too, if we're talking about.
Yeah, but it's not comparable, though. You can't even compare the two. In terms of the music.
Why not?
Because you can't, Reg. And I'm a big fan of Selena, but you can't compare.
Why can't you compare them?
Because it just doesn't come close. Right?
Who says?
I said. All right. Did we talk about everything on this freaking show?
You know, we talked about Taylor Swift a lot. So
you brought it up. You started it.
I started the show like this. I did. I know, you guys. I know.
All right.
Felt like a good angle.
You had to make up an angle. You had to create an angle. When listen, we watch pro wrestling and there's a Denise, shit ton of angles on this show.
I'm about content over here. That's what I'm about. I'm about Reg, entertaining I'm the people. I'm about being hot. You know, I initially when I saw you and your homegirl at the Avril concert, I was going to send you a message, but I was like, no, this is better for the pod. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to save it to the pod and look at what happened, because I'm all about content around here. I'm all about our friends in the chat making a good show. That's what I care about. I care
about to start coming out being like, we're family.
We are family. This is my family. John Taylor's in here. Sheldon at Stereo.
You're just here to put the young people over.
I'm here to put the young people over. And I love the learning tree.
With that being said, ladies and gents, do you want to talk about Kyle O'Reilly, Zack Sabre Jr.? Other than all I have to say was a great match. I don't know if you have anything else more intricate to add.
That was sick. When Tony Khan talks about sicko wrestling and doing it for the sickos, that's exactly what it was. When they announced this match, it's like, oh, these guys are going to do that match where people are like, why did they do this match on TV? This is not the type of wrestling we want to see. Because these guys are going to go in there and grapple with each other. They're going to strike each other hard, beat the shit out of each other. Do that kind of sicko, really badass grappling wrestling. This match was awesome. I love Kyle O'Reilly. I don't want to him to develop into like that loser position. Like he's in a big spot all the time, but like we got to get him some wins to continue to be able to put him in these high caliber positions. But it's Zack Sabre Jr. on his way to Forbidden Door, so it makes sense that he went over. Dope match.
We got John Taylor here who says, if you think about the money pulled in by super chats today, Taylor far more profitable.
I mean,
did we get more Taylor super chats today than wrestling ones? I think we did, or it's pretty tied.
I'm tired of y'all Swifties.
Just saying, Reg. Just, come on, we'll go in and do the math. All right. Infamous Radio Loco says, Reg got money out of me today. Hook him up, Denise, with the homegirl.
I brought this Taylor Swift content.
Mike T90K says, Denise, what happened to your all-girl podcast? Everybody's busy.
It's so hard to coordinate schedules.
Yeah, honestly. And especially when it's a once a month podcast, and then I forget about it the whole month, and then I'm crumbling the day of before. It's just
that also plays a role.
Yeah. Yeah, but who knows? I'm always thinking of what.
It's
to
so
do
good though. In. You should continue to do it. Like, thank you, beyond Reg. Being funny, that's like thank a really you. Cool podcast.
Thank you. Crazy 101 says Rhea and Buddy are officially married. Oh shit! Congratulations. Yeah. Rip the hearts of millions of men right now and gals.
They're still going to be thirsty, though, so it works.
We got Sheldon Jackson who says, Reg, thank you for letting me get this off my chest. In regards to her and Denise, I proudly wear the crown of hater of the year, topping your ish will. So worth burning my goodwill for. Sheldon sent like 5 super chats about Taylor Swift.
Sheldon couldn't wait to let this off, and he just went for it. Hey, shout out Sheldon. Like, I wouldn't, because Denise is crazy. Did you hear how she was talking about this?
Hey, I was about to call you Sheldon. Hey, Reg, do you want to come over?
Bazinga.
Do you want to come over?
For the leather party? Yeah.
No. I'm just trying to trap you in this house so that I could...
Beat me up? That's crazy.
Yes. For your comments today.
Latinas are so crazy. That's the first thing. Their first thing in their brain is fight. Like, I've seen it with my own eyes.
All right. I think that's the show. Right? Did we talk about everything?
I think that's everything.
That's everything.
You're not going to Forbidden Door.
No.
Because we're talking about it.
It's too far.
Okay.
It's too far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no Forbidden Door for me this year. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what I'm doing next. August? Oh, August I'm going to Mexico for Triple Mania.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
That's going to be sick.
Yeah, I went last year and I kind of wanted to go back mainly just so that I can eat.
Respect.
Yeah, that's why I want to go back.
Hell yeah. That's gonna be fun.
Alrighty, everybody. That was the AEW Dynamite podcast for today. If you can't get enough of Reg and I, we will be back here on Sunday to chat Forbidden Door. Yep. So make sure to join us for that. Reg, what do you got going on?
Forbidden Door on Sunday, Grapsodies on Saturday, Ask Grapsodies tomorrow. I'll be on the PWI podcast this week. I don't know when that releases. Check out righteousfresh.bandcamp.com. I got a bunch of music on there. And some really, really, really insanely cool things are coming very quickly that I wish I could talk more about. But when they come, it's going to be so cool. So shout out to those things. Thanks to everybody for coming out tonight. Y'all are cool.
Can't wait to learn about them. All right. So also tomorrow, I am going to be on Busted Open. I forgot to mention that last minute.
Busted Open, for Dave baby.
So make sure you guys tune in for that. All righty, everyone. Oh, we got one more super chat. Mike290K says, biggest prediction in pro wrestling history. Shane McMahon will indeed go to AEW. Mark my words. Do you think it's happening?
I want to say no, but I feel like where we are and with all this talk around ratings and blah, 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 all this bullshit, anything could happen. Like his pervert dad said, you never know.
I was about to say, in pro wrestling, you never know. I mean, we just had CM Punk return to the WWE several years ago. I was legitimately never expecting that to happen, ever.
We saw Nick Gage have a death match with Chris Jericho on Dynamite. Like, there's, I don't know. Anything could happen, Denise.
Honestly, yeah, anything can happen. I would laugh my ass off. I don't even know what I would
That'd
do
be sick.
If Shane popped up on AEW.
That would be
I think I would just like, I'd be so in shock. I wouldn't even have a reaction.
Shane will team with the Elite. He would. See, they could make it work, Denise. That's the issue.
What
but
if
I don't feel like they could.
What if he becomes Mercedes's manager? Here comes the money.
Oh my
Here
God.
Here we go. Here comes the money. No,
Taylor Swift stuff was bad, but you've crossed it.
Bro, that's his theme song. I'm sorry. Tied it in together. All right, I'm done.
Boo.
Mike Tina, it was good. It was good. Don't shame me. All right, everyone. That's it. That's the AEW Dynamite Post Show. Thank you guys so much. And we will catch you guys back here on Sunday for Forbidden Door. And then this Friday, I will be here to chat some SmackDown. No Collision Pod this week. I'm taking Saturday evening off. All right. Bye, everyone.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Rack up the deals on everything summer at Nordstrom Rack and get brands you love up to 60% off. Vince, Kate Spade New York, Steve Madden, Madewell, Nike, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Just in dresses, tops, shorts, sandals, sneakers, denim, luxury bags, and sunglasses. Rack up the deals today and save up to 60% on summer at your Nordstrom Rack store.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Do you know about all the musical genres that were created by Black musicians? Like jazz, rock and roll, and folk music, to name a few. This Black Music Month, State Farm is celebrating the cultural impact and influence of music created and inspired by Black innovators. Next time you're enjoying a song, trace it back to its origins and see for yourself. Check out the Black Music Forever station on Pandora, brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.